Alaska's Mark Begich says his new post on the Senate's Democratic leadership team will give voice to more moderate members of the caucus. Last week, Alaska's junior senator was named to the number 5 slot in the Democratic leadership team.
I think what you have is a leadership recognizing they have to broaden their outlook on what the whole caucus thinks. The newer members and the more moderate members, because the leadership is not necessarily as moderate as I think a large group of 06 and 08 class.
Begich says he didn't seek out the job and doesn't plan on changing his style or message to fit any mold. His title is chairman of the Steering and Outreach Committee. That means he's charged with reaching out to groups both inside and out of the Beltway.
The other part is because it's an outreach and steering committee component, really outreach, that I think it's an opportunity to bring in folks that have not necessarily agreed with the caucus on issues and have our caucus have exposure to folks that maybe have not had exposure to in the full-fledged, or bringing in, you know, business community, or bringing back, and we've met with the veterans before, bringing in different organizations that we can have real robust discussion.
Begich says he hopes to use his new post to get differing viewpoints before his fellow Democrats. He cites his pro-development stance and says he'd also like to see a lot of Alaskans included in outreach. And he says his background should bring in business interests.
Business community was not connecting with the Democrats as much. And as a small business person, someone who's been in business a long time, I think they see that as that I can speak the language.
The steering committee is made up mostly of the chairs of major Senate committees, giving Begich face time with some of Congress's most powerful leaders. They meet a few times a month with groups from around the nation. Begich replaced Debbie Stabenow of Michigan for the job, who moved up to the number 4 post. The Democratic leadership mostly remained the same, with Nevada's Harry Reid as majority leader, Dick Durbin of Illinois in the number 2 job of whip, and Patty Murray of Washington as conference secretary. New Yorker Chuck Schumer got an expanded role as the head of a new branch that will work on the Democrats' message. Senator Lisa Murkowski had a leadership role on the Republican side of the Senate, also in her caucus's number 5 slot, but she had to give it up when she ran her write-in campaign.